This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time now for the Outdoorsman Radio Show with your host, Alan Ellis. Good morning, everyone. Alan Ellis here. This is the Outdoorsman Radio Show, where we talk about, well, we talk about fishing, hunting, and the great outdoors, of course, and we talk about those things with you. And you are a vital part of this show, as always, when we receive your phone calls at 410-WCBM 680, 410-922-6680, or 1-800-WCBM 680, 1-800-922-6680. So that's how we should start, with you picking up the phone, giving us a call, and saying, hey, Alan, what about this or what about that? Tell me a story about the outdoors, your fishing, your crabbing adventures, getting ready for hunting season, archery season. Take your pick. Tell me there's a groundhog in your backyard. Tell me something. Tell me a story. Ask me a question. And that's how this show goes, at least for the first hour. The next hour, we have Eric Zlokovic from the Maryland Department of Natural Resources Service coming on, and Fisheries Service, and he will be talking about the artificial reef program and some of the exciting things that are going on since his call last year. And it's pretty good information, so you want to stay tuned for that. So that's how we start. 410-922-6680. My coffee's not quite cold enough to take a little drink of here yet. I haven't had any coffee. So you will see as the show goes on and the coffee begins to take effect. What? And by the way, I backed off the caffeinated coffee, so a lot. It's usually one cup, maybe cup and a half in the morning, and after that it's all decaf rest of the day, just so you know. So you're going to get me at the best after that coffee kicks in here in about a half hour or so. That's what I'm thinking anyway. But you never know. Things could happen and that could all change. So one of the interesting stories I read this week was about a town in Spain. Now, what does it have to do with anything? Well, it's this little town called Trigueros de Val. 300 people in the province of Valladolid. I don't know where that is. And any of you from Spain, you'll probably know right where that is. But it is the first in the country, that town, to grant cats and dogs special rights as non-human neighbors. Yeah, just so you know. they've approved inhabitants have approved a declaration which seeks to dignify the lives of dogs and cats, animals which have shared with man thousands and thousands of years and have been a great help to him. The initiative is an attempt to protect those animals from cruelty and abuse. And no one here is for cruelty and abuse, of course. We like our critters. We like our cats and dogs. I happen to have two cats and one dog, and they get pretty good care. And I don't beat them or harass them or hurt them in any way, but I don't need a legal decree to tell me to do so. So, this town is situated in an agricultural area. Besides the symbolism of the decree, it also means that the town hall will take responsibility for abandoned cats and dogs, and it will rebuke owners who mistreat their animals. So here we have the government in this little tiny town in Spain telling the citizens what to do with their pets, and if someone does happen to abandon or abuse, then the government takes responsibility for that animal. So a young person, a lady, I guess, named Mercedes Cano. She's an animal rights campaigner. She was involved in this, of course. She told radio station. It seems to me very important historic declaration. Like, for example, the day that children's rights were enshrined for the first time. Trigueros de Val is a place where people love animals. They have lots of dogs and cats, not unlike any small town in America. People coexist with them and often work with them. But she added that despite the overall respect that animals enjoy in the town, they still suffer occasional abuse. I guess when old Giovanni gets drunk, maybe he kicks his dog across the room. Who knows? She didn't cite any examples, but I'm just supposing there. I'm speculating, and I'm putting my own two cents into this story, editorializing as you would. We're not saying you have to love dogs and cats and dogs, but you have to respect them, says Miss Cano. If you respect them, then you'll respect the other human neighbors as well. You see, you put the animals ahead of the humans in this woman's mind. And it's your respect for humans is based on your respect for animals. Victor, I guess you're getting a kick out of this. Spanish animal rights campaigners complain that this time of year is a particularly cruel one due to the many local fiestas that take place. Just 30 miles away is Tordesillas, where every summer locals chase a bull through the town and gradually spear it to death. Sounds like a fun thing to do. And then in 2002, the northern town of Manganises de la Poveroso, they ended, 12 years ago, they ended the tradition of throwing a goat off the top of its church tower. God knows why anybody would throw a goat off a church tower, but perhaps it was a tradition that went back for decades or centuries. I don't know. I just thought that was an entertaining story. But it does point out the fact that some people think that animals actually have more of a standing in their minds than people do. Respect the animals first, and then you respect the people. Moving right along, St. Mary's County. Four St. Mary's County watermen are scheduled to appear in district court on July 31st on charges they illegally harvested thousands of pounds of undersized croaker and three protected species in the waters of Town Creek, a tributary of the Patuxent River. Maryland Natural Resources police officers charged Ryan Hamilton Lumpkins, 28, of Piney Point, Charlie Orban Carter Jr., 33, of Callaway, Brian John Pierce, 40, of Piney Point, and Roger Lee Walton Jr., 43, of Lexington Park, with possession of about 3,500 pounds, that's a ton and, three quarters, of undersized croaker, hardheads. They were charged with possession of 74 blueback herring, 11 hickory shad, and 7 American shad. On May 12th, officers received a complaint about a large number of dead fish floating near Town Creek. Searching the area, officers saw a vessel, the Mackenzie Lee, unloading fish at a nearby pier. The vessel was holding about 14,000 pounds of croaker and other species of fish, many appearing to be undersized. 17 NRP officers from four counties were assigned to measure the entire catch, an effort that took 12 hours. Now, this was on May 12th. We're hearing about this in July, so it might have taken them a little bit longer than 12 hours to count all those fish. Now, keep in mind, they have to measure all these fish. 14,000 pounds of croaker. The fish were kept under refrigeration in trucks provided by the watermen. Approximately 3,500 pounds, or 25% of the catch, were found to be undersized. Those fish were seized and returned to the water. 3,500 pounds of dead croakers, blueback herring, American shad, and hickory shad were returned to the water. The cases were reviewed by the St. Mary's County State's Attorney's Office. All charges require the waterman to appear for a preliminary hearing. This is not just send your fine in. No, no, no. This is a appear hearing. Trial date will be set at that time. And that's it. That's the story. So, you got four watermen, 14,000 pounds of fish, and there's photos online, 3,500 pounds of those fish. That's a third, are undersized. Wouldn't you, as one of those four guys, simply say, hey, maybe we better check these? Hey, this isn't a croaker. What is this? Oh, that's a herring. Oh, we'll just throw it back in the box. What's this? It's American shad. Oh, I'll just throw it back in the box. Well, guys, I'm sorry. I try to give the waterman a break here, you know, a little bit of one. I don't think so in this case. They are innocent until proven, by the way. Proven guilty, by the way. Pounds of undersized croaker. I needed money because I'm getting done. I fought the law and the law won. 74 blueback herring. 11 hickory shad. 7 American shad. I left my baby in a field of bed. I guess my race is done. What she's the best girl I've ever had. I fought the law. Feed your dogs what dogs used to feed themselves. Merrick Backcountry, the ancestral diet with grain-free, high-protein kibble and chunks of real freeze-dried raw meat. Backcountry is made in the USA for dogs who love exploring it. Merrick Backcountry. Look for it at your local pet store or wherever you buy dog food. They love the wild as much as you do. Supplies and up-to-date fishing and crabbing information, head to Fishbones Bait and Tackle in Pasadena. To get there, take Route 100 to the end. Hop on Mountain Road towards Gibson Island. Go 2.5 miles to 4729 Mountain Road. All you need for any type of fishing, crabbing, and the best fishing report on the Mid-Bay. Fishbones also carries the best stainless steel crab steamers you'll ever find. Call 410-360-0573, 410-360-0573 for Fishbones Bait and Tackle, Pasadena. Hey, NBS Seafood, 1223 Dorsey Road in Glen Burnie, has plenty of crabs, and they shed their own soft crabs, too. That's right, plenty of crabs. Now, look, not only do they have crabs, but they have fresh wild-caught fish, jumbo Gulf shrimp, scallops, fresh crab meat, a variety of other seafood items, and they have the spice to make your seafood taste great. That's right. NBS is located on Dorsey Road. 1223 is the address. So if you want to plug that into your GPS, right beside Jim Donnie RV, for those who are familiar. They also have Black Angus New York strip steaks for your grill, and they have chicken too. Chicken, all natural chicken. That's right. Stop by and see NBS Seafood or call 410-271-3202. They're open Thursday, Friday, and Mondays from 2 to 7, Saturday and Sundays from 10 to 7. And you can, they're only open till 5 on Sunday. But anyway, NBS will accept Visa and MasterCard, EBT, and cash. Any questions, please call 410-271-3202. And wait a minute, I think I made a mistake. They're open Sundays noon to 5, 10 to 7 on Saturday. That'd be today. So if you need some chicken for the grill, they're going to make some wonderful chicken soup. NBS will accept cash, Visa, MasterCard, EBT cash. Any questions? Please call 410-271-3202 for NBS. That's No Bull Stuff Seafood.
This is Alan Ellis for Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, spray-on bedliners. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie are proud to provide outstanding customer service, just like their number one rated Linex spray-on bedliners, with a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex spray-on bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust. It has a durable non-slip surface, is impervious to fuels and harsh chemicals, deer, blood, crab juice, and it protects against impact and abrasion from tree stands, tools, and all the other junk you carry in your truck bed. It's easy to clean at your local car wash, too. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex spray-on bedliner from Catonsville Linex or Bay Linex of Glen Burnie. Catonsville Linex is located at 5617 Baltimore National Pike, inside Beltway Exit 15A. Call 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie's new location is 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199.
Hey, you know what? The Maryland Fishing Challenge is underway. There's some great fish being caught out there. John Randall from Ephrata, Pennsylvania caught a 66-inch white marlin. And Raymond Gunner from Annapolis caught a striped bass, 40.5 inches. And James Horner from Baltimore, a 23.5-inch largemouth bass. And John Hertzberger Jr. from Baltimore, a 13.75-inch white perch. And, it goes on from there. I'll tell you what, there's a red ear sunfish by Skyler Bales from Salisbury. Caught 11.25-inch red ear sunfish. That's quite a bit. That's quite a nice fish. And those are all now registered in the Maryland Fishing Challenge. Hey, you can fish to win. It's that easy. 67 species of fish across Maryland, all across the state in three divisions. That would be freshwater, tidal, or Chesapeake Bay and the Atlantic Ocean. And there's also $25,000 in cash prizes, guaranteed cash prizes, $6,000 in each of those categories. And then master anglers, if you catch one angler award fish from each of those divisions, you can win $2,000 in cash. And then $5,000 in random cash will be given out to randomly among all the winners at the grand finale Maryland Fishing Challenge event in September. So you can find out more about the Maryland Fishing Challenge at www.dnr.maryland.gov/fisheries. Go fish. Anyone can win.
If you're a working man and your truck breaks down, you only need to know one repair shop, W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg. They built your reputation on getting you in, fixed, and out the door quickly, efficiently, and at a very competitive price. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles, large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Just look for that big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W Tire.
Hi, Baltimore. This is Mark Levin, and now you can hear 3 hours of my show every weeknight at 7 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Just a little wake-up call there, in case your alarm didn't go off, and it's just going off now. You get a little Sweet Home Alabama to wake you up. We need a little Hank Williams Jr. something. I don't know. We'll figure it out. 410, by the way, this is a two-way talk radio show, and now it's time for you to talk. 410-922-6680 is our phone number if you're outside the local Baltimore dialing area. Maybe you're listening on the Eastern Shore or somewhere where you can hear my voice, or even online, out of state, wherever you might be. You're certainly welcome to give us a call here. 410-WCBM. 680 410-922-6680 1-800-WCBM-680 922-6680 800 in front of that. We are accepting phone calls, and I think I'll read some emails and maybe check some texts while you're calling, and I'll go off the air here for a second while we're waiting for you. Go ahead. Hey, I wonder what John sent me here on email. Let's see. Well, so Brian, how was your week? I know what they need. I know what you need for inspiration. Now that's good coffee. Well, okay, so be it. They're not going to participate today. But that's okay. You don't have to. I was talking about a lot of the fish in the Maryland Fishing Challenge. There seems to be a tremendous amount of fish north of the Bay Bridge. They're not all legal, of course, but, you know, you're going to have a lot of fun catching them. It's pretty interesting, some of the techniques that the people are using for the striped bass. Early in the morning, chum seems to be working the best. And that's anywhere above the Bay Bridge, you know, Love Point, further up. And a lot of guys are trolling a little later in the day when they get out there, and in the evenings they're trolling. And they're using a couple of things. They're using bucktails, and they're using, a lot of them are using tandem rigs, and you can buy those pre-tied tandem rigs or tie your own if you want, and tandem rigs seem to work okay. But the big surprise this year has been the red hoses. Hoses have been working tremendously well. Doesn't have to be big, just a, you know, just a, I don't know, 10, 11 inch foot long hose. Troll behind your boat and seems to be picking up a lot of fish. Now, those fellows who like to live line are having a minor problem. And the minor problem is you try to bottom fish for a few small spot or maybe white perch to live line, and they're catching fish that are too big to use for live lining. You're talking 10, 11, 12 inch, 13 inch white perch, which is great, to be able to do that. But, you know, if you're out there trying to catch a 5-inch spot or a 3-inch spot or a, you know, whatever, and a 13-inch white perch takes your bait, well, what are you going to do? Well, you're going to have fun with a white perch, and you're going to have a sandwich the next day. That's for sure. But by the way, have you ever had a good white perch sandwich? Ooh, I tell you what, there's some folks that really know how to cook white perch, and a lot of folks on the Eastern Shore. Mr. Captain Meredith had a restaurant at one time. Maybe he still does. I don't know. But his wife could, man, she could put together a white perch sandwich that was just spectacular. So, anyway, white perch are there, and they're big. Now, I've given you a couple tips on striped bass fishing there. And, of course, if you're going to catch the white perch and focus on them, then, you know, just a standard top and bottom rig and you know, a little bloodworm, piece of bloodworm or chunk of peeler or something like that. And, you know, that's good for any fish in the bay. I love fishing with peelers. And you get a lot of baits out of one peeler, too. At one point, somebody told me you could get 24 baits out of one peeler crab. I don't know if that's quite true. I usually try to figure, you know, how to get 8 or 10 out of there. But if you're fishing peelers, make sure you use the apron. That's a great bait because that's double hook that. That stays on the hook really, really well. It's a tough piece of crab, the apron, and you you double hook it, and it's a good piece of bait. You can cut it in half if you want to make it last longer, but it'll catch more than one fish, that's for sure. So then, after you peel the apron and use that, you take the back shell, which, of course, in a peeler is going to be soft, and you cut that in a couple of pieces, and that's another good bait or two or three. Now you've got the body section. So you take your bait knife, and you cut between each leg joint, and you use each leg joint. You run the hook through the joint. You can leave the leg attached. Fish doesn't care. And you have, one, two, three, four, five. You have four leg joints on each side, so that's eight baits right there for the body. And then you got the claws, and you got four baits in the claws. You just cut them at the elbow and use the claw, and then you use the whatever that piece of meat is called in there in the middle. So you've got four baits in the claws. You got eight in the body. That's 12. The back is 14, and the apron is 15 at least. So, you know, if you judiciously use your bait fishing for bottom fish, you can make one peeler crab last quite a long, long time. Bloodworms, you know, I don't like bloodworms that much. They don't like me. Actually, they do like me. They like to bite me. So the first cut on the bloodworm in my fishing history has always been take that head off and get rid of that nasty claw filled end there that can grab onto you. So I get my revenge on the bloodworms by cutting that part off first and using about an inch. That's all you need for a bloodworm for bottom fishing. So depending on the size of your bloodworms, you can do, you know, four or five baits out of each bloodworm, depending on the size of the bloodworm. And, you know, you can make a dozen bloodworms, which are, wow, they're tremendously expensive these days, and they're probably one of the most expensive baits out there. You can make them last a while. But also, do yourself a favor when you're bottom fishing for perch and spot and things like that. You know, take your bloodworms, but instead of three dozen bloodworms, get a dozen bloodworms and get two dozen night crawlers and cut them up the same way. Just cut them in pieces, inch pieces, and chuck them overboard. I'll bet the animal rights people are going crazy. I'll bet they're going crazy when you talk about chopping up bait. You know, you take a live worm and you cut it into pieces to use it to feed a fish. That's horrible, isn't it? Yes, indeed. But I like doing it, and I think you should like doing it, too. So, yes. By the way, wait a minute. Brian, are we connected? Is our phone line connected to anything? We can answer the phone and talk to the people, but we can't call them because they don't know. We don't know their number, right? Why don't you start calling some random people? Let me throw a couple numbers out there. Wait a minute. I'll go back to the old muzzleloader contest and pull out some of those forms and start calling people. What do you think? Hello? Yay, John, Alan here on the Outdoors and Radio Show. Who? Did I win something? Funny. All right. Well, anyway, I'm prattling on here about bottom fishing. I don't know why, but, you know, the other thing I like about bottom fishing, of course, is the way, you know, use a top and bottom rig. Now, a lot of times you can use a wire rig and you can take a snelled hook and loop it on there. That's great. I like to just tie up a nylon rig, my own rig. I tie a swivel on the end of the line. I put my weight on there. And I don't use a weight that's going to get hung up in an oyster bar or anything like that. I try to use what they call a bass casting sinker, or use a round weight with a swivel in it. Not round, but teardrop. I don't know what the official thing is, but, you know. But just use enough weight to get you to the bottom and keep you bouncing along there. You don't have to just anchor your bait to the bottom unless, you know, you feel that that's the way to do it. Not in Chesapeake Bay. You know, maybe if you're out on a headboat and fishing a wreck or something like that, but you don't need a tremendous amount of weight. And, of course, that all depends on the tide and the current and everything else. But, and then I'll just come up the line And I'll tie a surgeon's loop. A surgeon's loop is simply two overhand knots in one loop. You tie it, you tie an overhand loop, you know, you make a loop with your line up above your sinker. You tie an overhand knot in it, tie another overhand knot in it, pull it tight. That's a surgeon's loop. It won't slip. Then you take your Snelled hook and you loop it, loop to loop, put the hook through the loop, put the, you know how to do that. And then go up another 15 inches or so and do it again. And you make your own bottom rigs that way and keep them, you know, keeps it pretty simple. That's as simple as you can get. You know, fish don't see that big wire leader and all that stuff. But anyway, here we go. Let's talk to Mike in Randallstown. Hey, Mike, how you doing?
Hey, Alan. How you doing this morning?
Good, buddy. What's going on? Thank you for rescuing me.
Okay. I got a question about groundhogs. How do you deal with that problem?
One of my favorite subjects, and one my listeners don't like me to talk about. Well, it depends on what the problem is.
Well, the problem is there's at least two or three, and they're very close. It's not my problem, but it's a good friend of mine's problem.
Right.
They're very close to her house.
Right.
And in the past, they have dug tunnels, I think, next to her foundation.
Right.
And we just want to try to either eliminate them or get them out of the area if possible.
Yeah, I got that. Well, what you can do is I use a open-ended have-a-heart trap. What I mean by that is it's a live trap. It's one of the larger ones, and it has both ends are open, so the critter can get in there on either side. Your bait, whatever that might be. Cabbage works well, cantaloupe works extremely well, apples work fine, and you make a little trail from the hole towards the trap, and you don't have to set the trap that far from the hole. I'd say 6 feet or so, something like that. All right. Once you trap that animal in there, the problem is you're not allowed to release it. So once you trap it, you have to dispose it, because I'll dispose of it. Now, some people will take them out, and they'll release them somewhere else, and they just become somebody else's problem. But, if you're prepared to dispatch that critter, once you trap it, you can do so, and then do whatever you want to do with it. You can clean it and eat it or whatever your judgment is on that.
Okay. All right. But the main thing is trapping it in some type of a trap itself, then deciding how to euthanize it. Is that correct?
That'd be a polite word, yeah.
Okay. All right.
Yes, sir.
Okay. I just wanted to get a little advice on that. And
yeah, I mean, if you're out in the country like we used to do back in the country, back on the farm at my uncle's farm, you know, the groundhog was a very, very bad danger. I mean, they dig the holes in the fields and the pastures. The cattle can step in that hole and break a leg, and there goes the farmer's investment. You can, hit them with a hay wagon and dump the hay wagon, and there's more damage and more work. So
right.
they were never well thought of, and of course, unless she has a collie that's willing to go out and kill him like my aunt and uncle had, that dog would come back with a dead groundhog every now and then.
Wow.
Yeah, I can't imagine that fight, because they're pretty scrappy.
Right,
so,
right.
That was the job of the uncles on 4th of July and on Labor Day. We would go out and try to whack a few groundhogs out and help my uncle at the farm.
Okay, well, thank you.
All right, buddy. Thank you, Mike. See ya.
I'll give it a shot.
You got it.
See what happens.
All right, buddy. Thanks.
Thank you very much.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye. There we go. There goes, hold on there, Don. Hold on there, Betty. We've got Dave in Cambridge. Good morning, David.
Hey, Alan.
How you doing, my friend?
Oh, all right. How are you?
Pretty good.
Man, if you're getting bit by a bloodworm, you've got slow fingers.
Oh, man, I'll tell you what, I picked one up one day, and I was showing it to probably one of the kids or Kathy or somebody, and that head came out of there, and that thing latched onto the web right between my thumb and forefinger, and it couldn't get it loose. I'll tell you what, they have a painful bite, my friend. So,
I've probably handled thousands of them. I've never been bit by one.
Oh, really? Well, yeah, they're yeah, that one in particular was very notable, that's for sure. So how's everything down your way? How's the fishing down your way?
Been pretty good. Catching plenty of perch, plenty of rock, not many legal ones. But
yeah, lots of fish down there.
undersized ones to play with.
Any red drums show up this year?
No, all the rain. It's way too fresh for them in the little chop tank.
Right. And Dave, ladies and gentlemen, Dave works on the mosquito abatement team for the state. And you were telling me earlier that the mosquito situation this year with all the rain has basically caused a mosquito bloom like you haven't seen in a while.
Yeah, they've been pretty rank for the last month or so. It's starting to taper off now. It's getting a little drier.
A little dry, sure. But would you please tell the people how you count mosquitoes?
We have to take landing rate counts. We stand outside for a minute and count how many mosquitoes land on us.
And that's a landing rate count?
Yes.
And what have the landing rate counts been here recently?
The highest I've had was around 45 a minute in one spot. This year, I down in the marshes, they're well over 100 a minute in spots.
So for 1 minute, you stand there. I'm assuming you wear a short sleeve shirt and pair of shorts this time of year.
No, long sleeve pants and a short sleeve.
Long
shirt.
Pants and a short sleeve shirt. So you're just looking at two arms here, and you're counting mosquitoes on how many land on you in 1 minute's time.
Yeah.
And that is 45.
Yeah.
Well over 100 in the marsh.
Oh, yeah.
So the early season bow hunters for sika deer who head to the marsh should probably be prepared this year to take a thermocell along and maybe put a little rappel on and maybe a net head net or something like that.
Well, you should always be prepared, but that's a month away. A lot could change. Just it depends on how much rain and what tides we get.
That's true. That's true, yeah. But my experience has been any time I hunt the marsh or fish the marsh in September, October, I'm covering up.
Until it snows...
Exactly. All right. Well, cool, man. I appreciate that. And so my bloodworm comment prompted you to call.
Yeah, I'm on the road. I'm heading to the Gunmakers Fair up in Pennsylvania today.
Oh, yes.
I got to listen to you this morning.
Oh, good. I'm glad to hear that, buddy. Well, thanks for calling in, David.
Did you hear, I've heard the numbers on canvas packs look good enough. We should get two a day this year on the cans.
Reserve a spot for me. I will be there.
You say that every year.
I missed 1 year, and now you beat me up for it. All right. When you call, just don't even call. Just clue me in and tell me what day it's going to be. How's that?
It'll be cold.
I know. All right. That's cool.
All right.
All right, David. Talk to you soon.
All right.
See ya. Bye-bye. There goes David. All right. Now we got to go to Don in Stony Beach. Good morning, Don. Thank you for calling in, and thank you for the nice email, by the way.
Oh, well. Thank you.
Sure.
For all the information. I really appreciate your little dissertation on the peeler. I have problems keeping that daggone peeler on the hook. That's been our problem, but we're going to keep trying to get some fresh peelers and give it a shot. But
well, let me give you one hint. Go to your local office store and get some of the small rubber bands. And when you put that peeler on, just run a little rubber band around it, or put the rubber band on first and run your hook through there.
Well, I was experimenting with gauze, with medical gauze that you would put on like a sore or... I'm going to try that some more. But anyway...
Gauze sounds interesting.
Yeah. Yeah, we were using that with the catfish bait that some of your sponsors sell.
Oh yeah,
it's not the best smelling bait that I've ever come across, but it worked, and we're catching like catfish. Again, I'm down here in Stony Beach in Anne Arundel County.
Yeah,
we are catching catfish to beat the band.
Channel cats.
Yes. But the main report here from Stony Beach is this week
the
cow nose rays have been just swarming into the area, and I'm wondering, are the cow nose rays included in the fish challenge?
No.
Well,
no, they are not.
Well, we have just been having the best time. I had one last night for 30 minutes. One of the neighbors had a ray online for 2 hours one night, and it was just so much fun. The community comes out and watches, and it's You know, it's just great. And we've been catching those on night crawlers.
Yep.
So we've just, you know, fishing's been good. The crab.
Have you actually landed one?
Oh, I have pictures. I'll send them to you.
Oh, that'd be great.
Last night, I think we landed four, and we had, I have a big net that I got from Fishbones. One of those great big nets that you can lower down in the water. You get the fish over it, you pull the net up, and boom.
Right.
You know, best time. And
that sounds
again,
like fun.
I appreciate the show. We really enjoy it, and take care.
Yeah, got it. All right, brother. Well, I appreciate the call, and I got your email. And next time I'm down that way, I'll give you a heads up.
Absolutely.
If you want to send me your phone number or trade phone numbers, we can do that too.
Okay. Yeah. All right. If you need a little delivery help, as I mentioned, I'm available.
I want to go fishing with you.
Okay. I got a little scout boat that gets out on the water too. And
all right.
Yeah.
Sounds good, Don. All right,
take
buddy.
Care.
Thanks. See ya.
See ya.
Bye bye. There he goes. All right. Hey, Betty, hang on there. And whoever else is on the line, we will get right to you there shortly. But let me tell you about Merrick Backcountry, the ancestral diet dogs go wild for. With a mix of exotic proteins and chunks of real freeze dried raw meat, our grain free recipes made in the USA offer the best nutrition for the dog whose appetite was never domesticated. That's Merrick Backcountry. They love the wild as much as you do. Now, listen, talk about the dogs eating well. I want to talk to you about eating well. You know, summer's the time for picnics and family get-togethers and camping trips. Summer is corn on the cob and steamed crabs and fresh tomatoes. Summer is cold, juicy watermelons. You know, the Schillinger family at Papa John's Farm, they like to steam their crabs with corn on the cob for a great family dinner. Now, they don't sell crabs, but they love eating them. So they put them in the pot, they put the crabs seasoning on them, and they layer them just like you do, and then right on top they put a big old pile of corn on the cob that's grown in their own farm right there in Anne Arundel County. You know, hot corn with crab spice on it? Can't get any better than that. If you enjoy your time outdoors with great tasting food, it's Papa John's Farm in Severn. They have an enormous produce barn, and they grow their own tasty, super sweet corn, homegrown tomatoes. They're ready to go. There's squash and zucchini and peppers and onions and green beans and cucumbers and all that stuff, mouth-watering cantaloupes and sweet watermelons. I've eaten about four or five watermelons this year. Threw half of one of them out because they didn't have any taste. Best watermelon I've eaten this year, Papa John's Farm, without a doubt. Mmm. My mouth's watering right now. Hold on. Mmm. Okay. Papa John's Farm is located just off I-97 at exit 12, 8065 New Cut Road in Severn, Maryland. That phone number, 410-969-8810. Papa John's Farm, open every day. Phone number, 410-969-8810. If you're having a big old corn boil with the church or the family, that's the number to call to get your corn, 410-969-8810. Schillinger's Papa John's Farm. It'll grow on you. This is Alan Ellis for Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex Spray-On Bedliners. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex are proud to provide outstanding customer service, just like their number one rated Linex Spray-On Bedliners with a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex Spray-On Bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust. It has a durable non-slip surface, is impervious to fuels and harsh chemicals, deer blood, crab juice, and it protects against impact and abrasion from tree stands and tools and all the other junk you carry in your truck bed. It's easy to clean at your local car wash, too. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex Spray-On Bedliner from Bay Linex of Glen Burnie or Catonsville Linex. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, new location, 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. And Catonsville Linex is located at 5617 Baltimore National Pike, inside Beltway Exit 15A. 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Hey, you know, Clyde Sports Shop is not only your fishing headquarters, but your crabbing headquarters as well. They've got all the crab traps you could need, want, or imagine. Everything from the low-profile Foxy Mate for, you know, $69.95 a dozen to the topless T120s for $109.95 a dozen, and the same with the Blue Claws. There's a four-door folding trap as well. Trot Line. Commercial crab pots, crab hotels, crab baskets with lids, $9.95 a piece, accessories, tongs and gloves and crab mallets and salted eel and chicken necks and If they've got them, razor clams, you can get them there. Aluminum steamers from 20 to 50 quart. Clyde's Custom Crab Seasoning. I sound like a Forrest Gump commercial for shrimp, huh? Well, this is for crabs. Crabbing supplies at Clyde's Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway exit number 9. Stop by, give them a call, 410-242-6108. And don't forget the fishing hotline, 247-3474. 247-FISH. Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. With 10 locations in Central Maryland, there's a Battery Warehouse convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville, and Woodlawn. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you. W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg has taken care of my trucks for over 25 years. Anything from a simple oil change to extensive engine work, brakes, tune-ups, everything. Their motto is, we do it. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles. Large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Look for the big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410. W&W Tire and Auto.
Hey, drive home with me, Sean Hannity, Monday through Friday from 3 to 6 here on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
I live back in the woods, you see. My woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive. And a country boy can survive.
Yes, we can. All right. We've got Betty and Owings Mills, who's been waiting a long time. Thank you for your patience there, Betty.
Not a problem.
What's up?
I'm getting an education listening to your program. I don't want to make you reiterate last week, but I was wondering if you could tell me what site you were on when you were reading about how many fish is safe to eat.
Yes, that was the Maryland Department of the Environment. The MDE.
MDE,
yes. If you Google Maryland Department of the Environment, it'll pop right up for you. And then there's a side menu on there. You can look at fish health facts or something like that is what it's called.
Oh, okay. That's
yeah, it's pretty easy, and it's got a big chart. You can print it out if you want. But
yeah, that's what impressed me. I thought I would do that and send it over to Deacon Bob.
Well, there you go. You can just copy the URL, too, and you know, paste it in your email. Let them look it up themselves.
Well, I can't. I wish I could, but I can't get online myself right now. I had eye surgery.
Oh, boy.
But I can, no, it's okay.
Yeah.
I can get my neighbor to do it for me.
Sure, absolutely.
Well, what is the thing with the old songs that people were calling in for?
I don't know. What do you mean?
I heard some people call, and they were playing, like, the old songs.
The old songs.
Yeah. Like the old country and western things.
Well, people like to hear that stuff, and I don't mind if we have it in
years ago, I used to teach country and western dance, and not that I was a country and western fan that much.
Right.
But I ended up having to, for people to find these old songs and things like that. And I found there's a couple stores in Pigeon Forge, Tennessee.
Oh, no doubt.
You can find everything.
Yep. Yep. They're out there. I mean, Cracker Barrel has a pile of old country classics.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
You mean the restaurant?
Yeah.
They have a jukebox and they have...
No, they don't have a jukebox. They have one of those little players on display and you can select one you want to listen. Yeah, they have a lot of country classics.
Well, I had asked Brenda last week about Hank Williams Sr. I heard somebody say something about Junior, but it wasn't Junior, it was Senior.
Yeah.
And they were trying to find the name.
Yachty. No.
No, it's even farther than that. It was Hey Good Looking.
Oh, yeah.
Like looking that. Without a G on the end.
Yep, Hey Good Looking, and there's a tear in my beer and all that good stuff. Yeah, maybe we'll see if we got any Hank Sr. here in the vault.
Well, now we have to talk about smellophone.
There you go. Not on this radio show.
Well,
we're not.
No, I'm talking about you because of this. You were talking about all that food you were talking about before.
Oh, indeed.
It makes you hungry, just like your coffee makes you thirsty.
Exactly.
You're heading for the kitchen.
Yep.
That's what I'm doing right now.
All right, Betty. Well, look, I got to let you go. We got John in here to get in from.
Oh, great,
he wants
great,
to talk
great.
About soft crabs. So
I'm learning.
Okay, keep listening.
Going.
All righty. Thanks, Betty. Bye bye. There she goes. John in Waynestown. How are you, buddy?
Good morning. Doing fine. Got my coffee rolling in now after your slurping inspiration there, and fired up and ready to do it. I was going to send you an email, but had some of the seasoned soft crabs, and mighty fine as usual. Can't beat a Maryland soft crab.
Nope, that's for sure.
And simplicity sometimes works out real well, and a couple tips I'd like to pass along. Some people have them cleaned, you know, at the place where they buy them from, if they're buying them from somebody.
Right.
And I would encourage them to go ahead and get comfortable with cleaning themselves, so you're cleaning them immediately.
Before you put them in the pan. Yep.
Right, before you put them in the pan. And a couple of reasons. One, you don't lose as much liquid out of there, but when you clean them over a rimmed plate or a little bowl.
Oh, yeah, because of all that juice that comes out.
Right.
Yep.
And that juice is what you want to roll your crab in, so you can roll it in your flour or whatever else before you put it in the pan.
Yep.
But do a rip on Pop John Schillinger's. Cut your raw corn, put it in the pan along with your soft crab.
Yep.
It'll knock your socks off.
Oh, man, you just inspired me, man. Cut the corn off the cob or put it in there on the cob?
Cut the corn off the cob raw. Put it in the pan beside your soft crab. Put a couple pats of butter on it after you flip the soft crab for the first time. I flipped them twice.
Yep.
But when you flip it for the first time, put in a couple pats of butter along with the raw corn beside the soft crab there.
You win for the day, buddy. Thanks, John. Appreciate that tip, man. Call back anytime with the good recipes for soft crabs. Now it's time to say get out, stay safe.